Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Colleen Rickenbacker is our guest, folks. She's our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust. Colleen is an etiquette expert. She's also an event planner, among other many talents that she has. But she's around here. We call on her to help us with our behavior issues. She's still working hard. She's for almost a half dozen years, she's been trying to get me organized and get me where I'm a little bit more acceptable in polite company. And she's been working hard on that, along with my wife, along with my daughter, along with my mother. They've all worked hard. Colleen has written a bunch of books on this topic, including Be on Your Best Business Behavior and also Be on Your Best Cultural Behavior. It's an international book. Colleen, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you, and good morning.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you. It's always my pleasure.
Well, and I appreciate you not giving up on me. You guys are hope springs eternal when it comes to me. And
I would never give up on you. Jim.
I was telling the audience that whenever I'm out in public, you know, and I've got some etiquette issue in front of me, or some table etiquette issue, I always imagine that Colleen sitting on my shoulder and either slapping my hand or saying, "Yes, that's right, Jim. Go ahead."
And I do it quite frequently.
You need to. So, okay, we've got the holidays coming up here.
Right.
People are basically, you know, it's the time of year that we just make ourselves nuts about all this, and for no reason. It's one of the things that makes me a little bit of a Scrooge, Colleen. But we do have these parties, and some of them can get out of hand, can't they?
Way beyond out of hand. So when you get invited to a party, no matter if it's your, you know, a boss's party, you know, a coworker's party, a relative's party,
a company party, whatever.
Exactly. Make sure you understand how the invitation reads. That's number one.
Oh.
Don't bring guests just because, "Oh, hey, I'm going over to Jim's house tonight. You know, you want to come with me?"
Oh.
You know, you are not prepared for that. You have the table set.
But
for
what if you want to bring a date though?
If the invitation says Jim and guests,
oh, okay,
then you may.
Because
if not, then the person is basically saying, and they probably know what.
But I probably better bring my wife, though, right?
Well,
instead of a date.
It says Mr. and Mrs. If it's just Jim, then it's just you.
And
if not, then the partner, the spouse, you know, has to stay at home. Because that's the way the invitation, and the way it's more and more so this year, is financially. People can't afford to have 80 people. Maybe they can have 40, and they just want to honor their office as opposed to. And yes,
so,
it's much, 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 much nicer when you can bring a guest.
Of course, if it's a sit-down meal, people want RSVP and who's coming, right?
Right.
I mean, they're going to ask for that, right?
Exactly.
So don't overlook the RSVP thing, right?
Right. And plus, too, you know, don't make people start to call you because, you know, they don't know, are they judging for 18 people
right.
or 80 people?
Yeah.
And plus, you know, if it's in their home, they just can't appear, you know, and have like 60 more dishes or 50
right.
more dishes set up and ready to go for you.
So if you're sending invitations and you're sending it to people that you know are single, let's say, and you don't mind them bringing somebody, but so you should say that, you know, please join us and bring one guest.
Exactly.
Should we say one
instead of saying
a guest,
uh-huh.
which could be, you know, somebody could say, well, okay, a guest and his wife or whatever.
Right, right.
But
right.
You say bring one guest, so be specific.
Exactly. And if people are having maybe New Year's Eve party and they just say Mr. and Mrs., then don't bring your children because chances are there's going to be alcohol.
Why do people do that?
Oh,
I mean,
yes, they do.
Why do they do that?
Yes, they do. They,
I mean,
say
what?
They can't get babysitters or they can't, you know, well, we, you know, just didn't have enough time to do it, and here they come. Do you mind if we just put them down upstairs in your bedroom?
Yeah.
Well, if things like that happen, which they could, I mean, these could be very close friends, those arrangements need to be made in advance so that way all the people could bring their children.
Let me tell you something,
babysitter set up.
Colleen, I raised two children. Went to a lot of events. No, we never missed an event. nor brought our children to an event that they weren't supposed to be at because we couldn't get a babysitter. If you want to get a babysitter, you can get a babysitter. If you say you couldn't get a babysitter, it's because you didn't try hard enough.
You did not try to. Now, right now, you know, you better be looking for a New Year's Eve babysitter.
One of the most, I'm sorry, this is one of my pet peeves. One of the most annoying things to me when I had kids was other people not showing up, not doing what they said they would do, because they couldn't get a babysitter. That's just, that's the lamest excuse in the world.
And then they call it the last second and say, we're not coming because we couldn't get a babysitter.
Yeah, that's
boring. Like an hour ago.
That's like the dog ate my homework.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
One other thing about all of that, no matter where you go, if, you know, you go to this party or if you go, you know, to whatever it might be, if someone invites you, don't go empty-handed. Come with a gift in hand.
Oh, really?
And make sure that...
Do I have to always bring a gift?
Yes. And
oh, man, I got to go shopping.
Right, exactly. There you go, Scrooge. And so,
see, this is why you bring the women with you.
I'm sorry, please.
This is why you bring the. Oh, see, I always just bring.
They take care of it.
I just always bring a woman. She knows what to do, and I just show up. I drive over and I open the door, and I try not to drop my tie in the soup. Otherwise, I'm golden. As long as she's there, I'm golden.
You eat, you drink, and you're happy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, guys are pretty primitive beings. We're pretty simple. We're really not very high maintenance. As long as we don't eat with our fingers.
You're close. A nice little gift. Make them wrapped.
What should we bring?
Well, like now, not like right now for the holidays, you could bring like maybe like a hand towel that they could use in their bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Use a dish towel in there. I'm saying we're talking under a dollar, under $5.
But you're just talking about a holiday. At the holidays, bring a gift. In other times, do I got to bring a gift? It's not holidays?
Yes, you do.
Oh, you do? Okay.
All the time. Don't go into somebody's house empty-handed unless the four of us, you know, you and your wife, my husband and I, we all get together every weekend.
And we know each other a lot,
you know, or every month.
Because then if you walk in, you say, what's the matter with you? What are you bringing this for?
Exactly.
But the wine thing, now the wine thing is a problem, isn't it?
A wine thing is a problem. I know you drink wine, and I know you drink a specific kind of wine.
Yeah.
Then bringing a bottle of wine is great, but bringing wine for people that only drink white, you know, white wine, and come in with red wine, you know, that means that you think about the gift.
Don't
drink wine.
Don't bring wine, and expect the host to serve that wine.
No.
And let me tell you something, Colleen. If you bring wine, and I'm having a dinner party, and you bring wine, I don't care if you're offended or not. I'm not serving your wine.
No, you shouldn't. That is your gift to you. Drink that a month later, two years later, whenever you want.
Exactly.
To.
Just pull one out of the six pack and go for it. Right. Hold on to that thought. Colleen Rickenbacker is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Her book is called "Be on Your Best Business Behavior," and she and I will be right back. More to come. Stay with us.
I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Welcome back. It's 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. We built it so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Subscribe to my newsletter when you get there. I hope you will. We will send it to you for free every Sunday afternoon by email. I think you'll like it. If you don't, you can unsubscribe. It's easy. Getting on, getting off is really easy. And we make it easy for you. And all the other things we have there, you can read, listen, ask questions. Hope you check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Or you can go to jimblasingame.com. Either one of those will get you to the same place. And if you're on Twitter, you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Colleen Rickenbacker, just like it sounds, just like you would think, just like Eddie's name, Colleen Rickenbacker is our guest. She is our etiquette expert in the Brain Trust. She is the author of Be on Your Best Business Behavior and Be on Your Best Cultural Behavior, How to Avoid Social and Professional Faux Pas internationally. And so you got two books there, outstanding books we've been telling you about for a long time. Colleen, how do we find you and how do we find your books?
Just go straight to my website and everything's on there, which is ColleenRickenbacker.com.
And two L's and two E's. And then Rickenbacker with a K and a C.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's K and a H. I mean, so
K and an H.
Yeah, so check that out, folks. And Colleen, we're talking about etiquette in the holidays. You know, I'm a Scrooge, and as you know, but not, you know, all Scrooges are not skinflints. You know, just because you're a Scrooge doesn't mean you're a skinflint. It just, to me, I'm a Scrooge because I don't like the way we turn Christmas into.
No, it's ridiculous.
The holidays
people
into.
People have lost the whole purpose
and
reason.
And that's very upsetting to me.
Oh, it is. And it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. I mean, now, you know, you see people start decorating at Halloween. I mean, I thought, you know, Thanksgiving was the appropriate time. Now we're to Halloween. And people bring excessive, and they almost try to outdo one another. If someone brings you a gift, say someone comes into your office today and they give you a gift, just say, thank you.
What if
I have to run back, you know, run out right away and buy them a gift, or say, "Oh my gosh, you know, I really do have a gift for you, and I just forgot to bring it."
Yeah,
no,
just say, "Wow, what a nice thing to do."
Exactly.
See, the word Scrooge, not reciprocating, is endearing.
Mm-hmm.
See, we actually like that, but how about this? This is something I think I'm on this one man quest to change things slowly but surely. What if we did this? We actually have done this for the last several years. What if I told someone that, you know, instead of bringing something to their party, what if I gave them a little note that said, "This year we donated all the money for gifts to families who needed it."
Mm-hmm.
What if I just gave them a note or something like that, instead of bringing something that, you know, even if it costs $3 or $4 or whatever? What if we said that? Is that out of etiquette?
No, it's beautiful, it's wonderful, and it's grand. You're giving something, say, you know, you and your wife, that you don't exchange gifts this year. You know, most people, you know, like my brothers and my sisters, you know, it's crazy that I say, okay, we're going to split the limit, you know, like $25, $50, whatever you set your limit, and you go out and buy something for them. In a lot of cases, not all, just remember that, not all, but in a lot of cases, my brother could go out and buy whatever I just bought for him.
Exactly, and he doesn't need it, or it's something he won't use.
Yeah.
But you know, we've done this for several years now. I one year I noticed in the kitchen at our office that there was cookies and fruit everywhere,
mm-hmm.
and the cookies I don't need. The fruit was spoiling. The other people sent us,
cool.
and I went to my folks here and I said, "We do this same thing. We send these people cookies and fruit."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "How much is all that, including the Christmas cards?" And they told me, and it was thousands.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, "Okay, stops this year." And so we wrote a letter, and we sent a letter out to people, to our friends, and we said, "You know, you got plenty, we've got plenty this year. All the money we would have sent to you for cookies and fruit, we're sending to these three charities."
Right.
And you know what? Here's the thing, folks. This is, I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Colleen, nobody ever called me or emailed me or somehow in the future, some way, mentioned that they thanked me for the cookies or the fruit. Nobody ever did that.
Exactly.
But we get lots of responses from that letter.
Of course. It touches your heart, and we see it.
And you know what else? People find the charity we gave to because they're looking for one to give to,
right.
And they'll give to it.
Right. It's just like a wonderful
because you help them find one.
Other people you need to remember at the holidays are your police officers and your firemen.
Yeah.
And on Christmas Day, I am going up to the fire department, and I'm going to bring them just like a couple dozen of cookies.
Yeah.
Because they're there. They're
How
working.
About, don't forget nurses.
Oh, are you kidding? I'm already, my father's in the hospital.
You know about that. Well, my daughter's a nurse, and my son's a police officer, so I got to, she'd be mad at me if I didn't get a plug in for the nurses.
No. Every day I've been bringing things up to those nurses.
Yeah.
So, and especially the ones that are working on Christmas Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they're going to be sitting there munching.
Well, these are people that run toward, when somebody dials 911, they run toward the danger, not away from it.
Right. And it's just.
You're right.
And if you're one of those recipients, if, you know, it's just, you know, just saying thank you. You know, make sure that you're there, a nice little thank you note or something else. Because, and it does. And I love the effect that, you know, well, you're giving to this. Well, that's a grand idea. Let me help you do something.
Colleen, quickly, before you go, it's BMW, right? Bread on the left. Meal in the middle, water on the right.
Water is on your right, or coffee or drinks.
BMW, that's how I remember. Colleen taught me that. Hey, Colleen, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Good luck with
your family.
Good luck with your family.
And
we'll see you next time. Colleen Rickenbacker, ladies and gentlemen, Be on Your Best Business Behavior is their books. Quick break. Stay with me right back after these messages.
Is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.